from High-Tech Texan.
Is Michael Garfield.
To Michael Garfield.
Michael Garfield's joining us.
We have the High-Tech Texan. Michael Garfield is here with us.
The High-Tech Texan.
Hello.
Items to make life easier.
Shows us some new technology.
So Michael Garfield has something you might like.
The High-Tech Texan.
The High-Tech Texan.
Michael Garfield is your high-tech Texan.
The high-tech Texan.
3 decades, helping you make magic with your gadgets.
The high-tech Texan.
Heard worldwide on the iHeartRadio app. Now, your high-tech Texan, Michael Garfield.
We're going to try to have about as normal of a radio program podcast as we do every week. And as I've done for the past now, 22 years. However, if you have been following on social media, at High Tech Texan, Facebook, and whatever, for me personally, these have been kind of a crazy past few weeks. And I'm going to kind of turn this into a little bit more of a personal show. If you've been listening for 2 decades, you know a lot about my family, me. You know where I went to college, where I grew up, my favorite sports teams, my favorite foods. You certainly know about my 3 boys and a lot about my life. I kind of mix it in because that's why we connect. I'm not just some voice that comes out of a speaker, at least I hope not. I'm just a dude with a lot of hair, father, son. And I was a grandson. And I guess we start there. You've known about my grandmother. Grandmother, very proud of, very close. 105 years old. Every time it's tough to mention my grandmother without saying, man, she was 98. She was 100. She's 105. Post photos every birthday. And it's amazing because you don't find a lot of 100-year-old, 105-year-old people around anymore. And certainly at my age, which, thank you very much, 2 days ago, I turned a day older, even though it was not much of a personal celebration. At my age, you don't have a grandparent. And it took all of those 50-plus years for me to join that club because my grandmother passed away 2 weeks ago. Obviously, at 105, it's not a big shock. At some point, her sweetheart, we're just going to give out. And that's really what happened. And I can go on the facts like I always do. She's lived through 2 worldwide pandemics, the 1918 Spanish flu and obviously COVID. 19 U.S. presidents. Are you kidding me? 19 U.S. presidents. The invention of television, the world wars and everything. We can go on and on about that. I mean, hell, she was born, women did not have the right to vote. I'm the oldest grandchild and very close to her, lived up in Dallas. And the time came, it was 2 weeks ago on a Friday. My parents were up there and knew within a few days it was, you know, slowly going to happen. And it was a mourning period, obviously. You know, memorial services and burials and everything. She actually donated years ago. She wanted her body donated to science, to the UT Southwestern Medical School. And that finally came, and her body now is, over the next year maybe or so, is going to be examined. And I'll tell you what, you talk about a treat, a really something that those med students up in the Dallas area never expected. They're going to get to look at a healthy 105-year-old woman who lived that long. We can only hope that they're going to find a lot of things to figure out why she lived so long in such a happy, healthy life. Maybe it's going to help us live longer. But it's tough to bring closure to it. I had planned to go up to Dallas, but really there was no memorial service because, you know, it's going to take a while for, you know, her body to be examined, and we'll get the remains back, and one day we'll have a family memorial service. But during that mourning period, less than 24 hours, another major issue happened. And again, this is where I heard from a lot of, this is where friends and this is where social media, where sometimes you don't want to share all the sad, tragic news because Facebook and Twitter and Instagram are like, oh man, look how great my life is. And listen, I'm a beast of that too, without a doubt. But then 24 hours later, we had my middle son, lives in Houston in his own apartment. Just happened to be in Austin with some buddies and had an accident, a very, very bad accident on one of those motorized scooters. And I'm going to get to that in the next segment too. And I will say this. One of the things that I do on my show, or I don't do on my show, I don't politicize things. I mean, I hear that from people. Geez, Michael, you're a fresh breath of air. You don't go nuts on politics. And I don't plan on starting to go on politics. Now, I could rant and have interviews and name call and get people to talk about how dangerous these motorized scooters are. And I can go on and on from Lime to Bird to all these other companies and brands that they have across the world to scoot you around. I could talk about helmet laws. How come we're allowed to get on these things without helmets? I'm not going to do that. I just want to tell you at the end of the day that we know life is fragile. We say life is fragile. But how fragile can it be that if you stop and don't think about it? And when it comes to your kid, my goodness, the emotions that I personally as a dad have been through these past 2 weeks with Josh, my son, have been crazy. Now, I'll bury the lead right now saying at the end of the day, lucky is the word. And people have said, you know, Michael, it was your grandmother who was up there watching over Josh to make sure he was taken care of. I'll take anything at this point. Long term, Josh is going to be fine from his brain injury. No long term effects. No surgery was needed, which was amazing. No broken bones, not even a scrape from falling off that motorized scooter. Can you believe that? But not knowing initially, was he going to live? You pass that hurdle, then you think, not knowing initially, is he going to be paraplegic? Is he going to be a vegetable? You get over that hurdle. How long are these head pains going to be just throbbing and going to last? Questions that you worry about your mentality. You worry about your mortality. You worry about a lot of stuff. It's been 2 weeks since then. A lot of sleepless nights for me, for Josh's mom, for a lot of people very close to us, friends, families. And I cannot thank all of my friends and families for everything from the food drop-off to the notes to the cards to the calls and whatever. He will be fine. And as we take our first break, I just want you, if you're around your kid, if you're driving and listening right now, wherever you're doing, if you're running, listening to me on podcasts, when you get back home, hug your kid, hug your spouse. Think about things in life because they are too fragile. And hopefully you're going to live the life as safe as you can, but healthy and happy as you can. I've tried to live my life that way, and it's lasted. It's currently, I just hope we can last as long as my grandmother, who lived to be 105, no longer with us. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about issues and maybe a little helmet laws, even though I'm not going to be banging my shoe on a table. But love to hear from your calls, too, about your thoughts, if we can get you in. 713-212-5950 as we continue a very special edition of High Tech Texan Show. Michael Garfield. Back at it, the High Tech Texan Show, Michael Garfield. We do thank you for tuning in, and sorry if I'm feeling a little melancholy. That's the way it is, people. We're going to give you some good information, and boy, I tell you what, after that first segment, read me emails over here, michael@hightechtexan.com. Thank you very much for the wishes. You know, hold it in there, and also for a lot of friends, and listen, I got to do the show, and listen, we don't do the show without partners and friends and sponsors or whatever. But the fact is, when I talk about companies and sponsors, I know them. They become my friends. I know their product. They trust me to speak for them and smile for them and get on camera. And one of which is FireDisc. You know, listen, I've talked about FireDisc for 1.5, 2.5 years right now. Houston-based company. Griff Jaggard and Hunter Jaggard, two brothers who founded this outdoor propane cooker. And it is, I use it all the time. You want to deal with good guys. These guys are so good. And let's talk about the customer service. The fact is, you know, any issue, they personally hop on the Facebook group or Fire Desk, oh my goodness, is something wrong, or this isn't working, they'll replace a part, no questions and answer. I mean, listen, I can go on and on with that. And by the way, if you're out in freezing cold Katy, Texas this weekend, out at La Centera, they do have their flagship store. It's always fun to do my show from out there. And tell you what, if you lose power in this freeze that just happened, that's going on right now or could come, don't forget, you could still cook out there with this propane cooker. It's not just a grill. It's so much more. You make chili. You can make soup. You could steam. You could do so much other stuff. Check it out. It's firediscookers.com. And it would help if you use the promo code Garfield, because that's going to get you 20% off and also free shipping to your door. These guys are good. They continue to check in over the past few weeks, how my mind is doing with the loss of my grandmother, the big injury to my son, which we were talking about. Took me out to lunch for my birthday on Thursday, along with another buddy of mine, Robert Reese, just a great dude here at iHeart, and it was just good. And again, I talk about good people, I talk about great products, and we thank for their partnership. Should I even talk about what's going on in the world of tech and lifestyle, some of which I don't even know what to talk about? By the way, is anybody watching the Olympics? FYI, I know I've been in a brain fog for 2 weeks. I still was able to watch all the football games, and I can't wait for the Super Bowl. They were phenomenal. Actually, it was these 2 weekends of NFL actually kept me sane with just unbelievable games going down to the wire. I've never been an Olympics guy, but did you know the Olympics started like 2 days ago? This has to be the least talked about, and I'm telling you right now, this will be the least watched Olympics in history. Does anybody care? China is not even letting visitors over there. What they're doing to the journalists, they're probably monitoring their computers, their laptops, their phones. Journalists who are there, the few are there, they're getting burner phones and burner laptops just so they can use them for work and then throw them away. I don't think anybody even cares about this. I feel bad. Do I feel bad for NBC and Peacock who invested billions and billions in this thing? Not really, because Sean White, I think, may be there. I don't know any name, so I'm not even watching the Olympics. This is how life is. When you have a trauma and when you have grief, and which, by the way, trauma and grief should never be served together. Actually, they never should be served alone, but you're always going to have grief, I found out, and there's going to be traumatic things in your life. Boy, you put those things together and they are almost lethal. So I don't even know with my brain fog what's been happening. So if other than Olympics, I know there's issues with the NFL and the coaches and the hiring process. Is anything happening in the world of politics? Don't call, because I do not care. But you don't know what's going on. I've still been keeping updated with a number of other things. And throughout the show, I'm going to tell you about some new products that were launched. Google Pixel, by the way, for all you people who aren't iPhone fans, who aren't Samsung fans. There's another phone, Google Pixel. They've had their very best quarter yet. They're selling a lot of phones too. Bitcoin and crypto, the cryptocurrency, while I still can't even explain exactly to some extent what it is and why you should get it or why you should use it or why you should invest in it, it is really bubbling up to the top. And so next segment, I'm going to give, because people want me, because they think I'm a smart guy like that. Ha, fooled you. They want me to explain what are some of these terms. And so I came up with a list of about 10 different terms that, when it comes to cryptocurrency, what in the world it means. And I'm actually going to tie it into Drew Brees, for some of you New Orleans Saints or NBC sports fans. Drew is actually going to take some of his salary in Bitcoin, which I don't know. Maybe Drew has been in a few concussions himself. I don't know if that's the smartest thing. But I did want to hit on a few things because people wanted me to finish the story about my son. He happened to be riding one of those motorized scooters. He was in Austin with some of his friends. He will be 25 later this month. He has never ridden one of those. He is not an adventurous. I have three boys. He's the middle one. He's the least adventurous of my three. And his buddies, he was with four buddies. They were just visiting Austin for a weekend, and they were playing around, and they wanted to get on these little motorized scooters. And my son just really, kind of lost control, didn't know what was going on, and fell back and just massively, massively hit the, I don't even know the full story, but hit the concrete. And luckily his buddies were there. Luckily cars stopped. Luckily they called 911. Ambulance comes, takes him to an Austin hospital, puts him in ICU. And one of the calls that you don't want, there's a few, you see these in the movies. It's like, here's the calls that you don't want. One of his friends called me and actually texted me. He goes, "Hi, you know, Mr. Garfield, I'm, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm Josh's friend. He's okay." When you hear something like that, he's fine or he's okay, you know the next sentence is not going to be great. Josh was in an accident. He fell. He's at a hospital. Call me right now. And that's when kind of time stopped. This was almost exactly, almost to this minute, 2 weeks ago. It's a Saturday as I talk about this, February 5th. It was 2 weeks ago. Told me this story, and we didn't know what was going on, that he was in an ambulance and he's in ICU. At this point, it's like, what's happening? Let me know. His friend stayed with him in ICU, and then finally about 5 o'clock later that night, you get a call from the trauma doctor in the ICU, and, well, I thought he just had a bump on the head. He says, your son actually has a brain bleed and a fractured skull. Then your life stops. Then you do it. Then you don't know where you are and what to do. Luckily, he has a brother, my youngest son, in Austin going to school, and he was able to get up to the hospital and be with him until visiting hours were over. And so at this point, I'm gathering my whatever, a bag, overnight bag, and then the next morning I wake up and I speed to Austin, and there he is. You walk into ICU. I hate hospitals. I rarely go into hospitals. I don't even know if I've been in an ICU room. Intensive care, come on, man. And there he is. And there is my son. He's awake. He's got his vitals. He's plugged in. But it's like, oh, my God, he's alive. And they're really, at this point, they're managing his pain. They would come in. They would ask him his name. It was a major brain blow. The blood had stopped bleeding, luckily, at that point. And then you sit there. And so a day and a half later, as I speed the story up, I'm in ICU, just sitting there. Relatively comfy, but he sleeps, because when you have something like this, nothing other than sleep is better for you, but also it's a healing process. Released, believe it or not, okayed by the radiologist, okayed by the neurologist, up in the PTs and the OTs up in the hospital in Austin. I drive him home to Houston, bring him to my house. Mom comes in, and just now it's pain management. First few nights were very, very tough. And as we take a break over here at the bottom of the hour, this is where it gets interesting. And as I told you, I really don't want to rant and point fingers, but this is where I'm going to kind of talk when we come back about the situation of our current United States medical industry, the hospitals, the understaff, the overworked hospitals. Because believe it or not, the next 3 or 4 days after, when I'll finish the story, this was almost the worst part of the entire ordeal. And we hope you never have to go through that too. Don't go anywhere. We've got another fun segment. Got about an hour and a half to go to talk and share with you. Monitoring all your calls, 713-212-5950. We actually are going to talk. I've got an interview next hour. For some reason, you are cold and just you're stir crazy. You want to get out of your house. Got the Houston Home and Garden Show going on. We're going to talk to one of the folks who's going to be presenting down there. So we're going to keep on keeping on as we always do. The name is Garf, Josh's dad, and Adam and Justin's dad too. Coming right back. It's us. Time to start talking again as we continue the Garf Show here, heard on KPRC 950 AM in H-Town. That's Houston, Galveston. 2022, that's what it is. It's 22 years since I've been doing this. And let me help you out. 2022 has not started well. It's not started well. From the crazy deaths of celebrities, from the sadness of Bob Saget and the loss of my Dallas Cowboys. I blame the Dallas Cowboys also. My past 2 weeks started with about 2.5 weeks ago with the loss of the Cowboys in the first round of the playoffs. But I gotta blame somebody. I digress about that. Tom Brady retired during all this. Tom Brady's over. Tom, listen, I know you're probably gonna need. You know, it's nice to have an income, and if you want to, and you're used to media, if you need a job. I'm more than happy to make it the Garf and Tommy show here on iHeartRadio and all our podcasts. And so I'm going to, if you're listening, Tommy, appreciate that. And love to have you talk about football, because that's really, I don't know, one of the big things that we care about. Some of the news that I actually do remember, by the way, this portion of my show, because we still do a show. We still are supported by our great friends and partners, Triple Crown Bingo. And I know the big game, I think I have, do I have to say the big game versus Super Bowl? I don't even know. The big game is coming up in about a week. Everybody wants their little football squares to win money, to gamble. How about some, I'm guessing probably better odds to win some money, triplecrownbingo.com. They are getting ready to open their third location now in Humble, Texas. And this is a such a fun place. I go out to the one on Jones Road on the northwest side of town. Guaranteed $5,000 in cash given away every night. And sometimes they even do specials. I think last week they did $8,000 are given away. They got a pre-Valentine's date coming up. Check it out. It's triplecrownbingo.com. And I got a little something for you. They actually have electronic tablets to use as bingo, so you don't have to sit there and mark everything off individually. They're a high-tech way to do it. When you go mention my name, just say Michael Garfield or Garf, and you can rent one of these tablets. Instead of the full price, you can rent it for one penny. Use that word, Garf, 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 triplecrownbingo.com. It is fun, and it's great hearing from all my listeners and followers, like, oh my God, I actually won this. And, you know, somebody wins $750. Family friendly too. Kids 7 and above can go and even play. It's fun stuff. So hello, Bill. Hello, Chris, and the whole gang at Triple Crown Bingo. Continuing the story. See, this is what we do. We just talk and we share stories. 713-212-5950. Callum, if keep people on hold, and let's see if I might get to them at some point. My son was in a very, very major accident off a motorized scooter 2 weeks ago, brain bleed and fractured skull and the ICUs and hospitals. I'll pick up the story where he left an ICU in Austin. We bring him home to Houston. He's in my house. He's resting. There's a lot of pain. And I take him to a nearby local ER and hospital, and they did another CT scan with the 5 CT scans, which is a lot within about 5 days, and they had determined or noticed that the brain bleed, which had stopped, we thought, a few days earlier, allegedly, had started again. So they suggested we need to get in an ambulance, we need to get to the medical center. So we first, I'm over 50, and this was the first time I've ever been in an ambulance. How about that? Pretty good track record, I'd assume. And we go down to Memorial Hermann in the medical center, because that is where they suggested and they were waiting. And we get there and we go to this emergency trauma center and room, which is never a fun place to go, especially at a big hospital like that. And they did another CT scan again. And they said, well, wait a minute, the bleeding has stopped. They determined that at that point, they did not need to go in surgery, cranium drill in to alleviate it, thank God. The blood clots in his head were just going to sit there and naturally at some point dissipate, just as they should. Fractures were there and everything, but we were in a waiting room, and after that, we were hoping to be admitted to a hospital room upstairs in the neurology department. It's fun at this point, and I say fun very facetiously. Because of COVID, because of the understaffed workers at every hospital, as I'm not pointing fingers specifically now at Memorial Hermann, there was a bed shortage, and so we had to wait. And as one of the nurses in ER said, some people wait an hour or two, some people wait a day, some people wait 3 days, which is unfathomable. And I saw people with somebody cut their hand off. People were screaming and they're crying. And here's my son who's in pain, and the nurses were so overworked. It's not a hospital room. It's an ER. So they were just sitting at their stations and running around. They're not coming in or checking on my son. So I was his advocate. Luckily, we were in a private ER room, which was dark because he needs dark, and he does not still to this moment. Doesn't like light, a lot of light, and certainly loud noises, which is very tough to be around me, right? And we waited, and the pain started going, and I would go out and I would grab a nurse, and I said, please, please, please do something. They would come in and they would put morphine and he would come down, and we waited and waited. And then it's now 8 hours. It's now 10 hours. It's not 12 hours. And when is this going to happen? And so, you know, my son kept saying, are we moving? All he wanted to do was get into a room, because in his mind, that was the next goal. That was the next step. Let's get into a room and he's going to be okay. I had nothing on me. Luckily, I had a jacket and I have foam, which was dying. Luckily, a buddy of mine came up, brought me a cord, charged my phone, and he brought me a taco, which was good, which I needed, even though the appetite is not there. And probably 18 hours later, after making a makeshift bed out of blankets on a emergency room hard floor that I tried to lay down and get a little shut eye, which didn't work, moved us to another little private room kind of to get us out of the way, still not a hospital room. Moved us again about 22 hours later to another one, yet another one. This is our third ER room because there's still no beds in neurology. Finally, 24 hours at Memorial Hermann, a bed opened up upstairs. Do you know how tough that was for me and for him? I didn't care that I had to sleep on the floor. I didn't care that I slept in a chair and just nodded my head off while he slept. He was kind enough to start joking that he wanted to switch places with me. He would sit in the chair and get out of the bed, let me have it. That did not work, though. I didn't want that. Wheeled him up. Neurology. I finally got to go home because they wouldn't let me in there, just because that's the way it works there. A day later, he's finally released. Again, neurology cleared him to go home. At this point, we're managing pain. This may be the end pretty much of that story, but no long-term issues, but we believe he's going to face. We're managing the headaches. He's not on opioids or anything anymore. It's now just like Tylenol and maybe a little other things just to alleviate that pain. He's going to have head pain for a while. If this is the worst thing that he has, is headaches for a while, man, I'm going to take that any given day of the week. But I feel bad going back to the hospitals. I was patient. I was calm because I was worried about him, and I could totally see me losing it and yelling at nurses and what's going on. And then, at some point, you just don't do that. You have to understand what they're going in. The state of COVID, the state of the shortage of beds, the state of the understaffed nurses, they can only do so much. How do we live like this? How do we get to a system like this? Can anybody answer me? It's not a rhetoric question, but you can call 713-212-5950. How serious was this? If he needed operating, I guess they would have operated from the trauma center for the people who need help. I understand how people can even get worse. Yes, they can even die. Our hospital system, our healthcare system, it has got to do better. I don't know the answer. I'm not blaming anything. I'm not going politics. Don't even, if someone calls, hey, we're going to blame it on the Democrats and Biden, nope, not going there. Economy, the workers, the lack of schooling, no one wants to be a doctor. I don't even know. But you start thinking about this is how can this happen? I've never been in an ER really situation where I've had to really go, period, but certainly had to wait like that long. But my goodness, what kind of world do we live in, people? And I hope this does not happen to you. At the end of the day, again, Josh, he's got a headache. Then again, he has always been hard-headed. But he should be fine. This was the trauma that we've been going through for 2 weeks and my brain fog for 2 weeks that we're slowly coming out of. And again, we do thank you. And my family does thank you for just all the wishes, the posts, the responses, and from our close friends who've been, you know, sending over the flowers and the foods and everything like that. The only thing that we can wish for. I told you what, my birthday was this past Thursday. My birthday gift was I still have three sons. I still have three healthy sons. And I'll take that any day of the week. My gift for you is, man, I don't want you going through it. Parents, kids, siblings, let's freaking stay healthy. And by the way, wear a freaking helmet almost at all times. Take a break right now. We're going to come back on the High Tech Texan Show. Michael Garfield.
like that big boy said, it's the High Tech Texan Show. How are you?
We talk so much more about tech, especially today. Hope everybody's having a good early February for everything in our local listening audience of Houston. What's up with this weather, man? Anybody lose power? I certainly hope not. Phone number if you want to say hi. Talk to me about life in general. 713-212-5950. Callum's on the other side of the glass there. Keeping the show going on. Other things happening. Oh, by the way, we do like to thank, let's go with Juan Bridge Homes. 2022, man. If you're in Houston, this is the time of year. The housing market right now may be a time that you want to sell your home because, man, homes are going quickly and they're going for a lot of money. Issue is for you, where do you want to move because you don't want to buy right now? Well, how about renting? And yes, you can rent brand new homes. It's exactly what Juan Bridge, WANBridge.com. They're based in H-Town. They build these homes, gorgeous, three-bedroom, four-bedroom, so many amenities that they rent. How would you like to live in a brand-new home and just rent it and don't worry about anything? You don't have to worry about mowing the lawn. You don't have to worry about changing the light bulbs because they have a management company, just like an apartment that you rent, that does it all for you. One community is up in Conroe right now, north of the Woodlands, north of Houston, lakesideconroe.com. You can apply online if you want to do it. Go up and see it because it's kind of lakeside living. There's so much to do in Montgomery County. Really great schools in Montgomery ISD. They've got just a ton of water in the spring and summertime, almost year-round too. So many things to do. LakesideConroe.com. When you go, say, hey, listen, I heard it on Garfield's show on the radio. If you do apply, you do get approved, they will waive the application fee. See, look at me. My pure existence has been to become a coupon code, a promo code. Just say Michael Garfield told you to get up there. LakesideConroe.com. And actually, I can't wait till the weather does get more warm and I am playing on the water and having some fun. I saw this. I talked about Wordle not about a month ago. This is a serious question. Am I maybe the only person, if not in the world, certainly in the United States, I have no clue what Wordle is. I don't. Here's what I know. Well, what I know is about this. People post these squares with some numbers, and it says Wordle 5-6. I have no clue. Do not call me right now. I don't care to know about it. Not the point I'm talking about. I have no clue what it is. Apparently, it's a hot game. Some dude named Jason, is that his name? Wardle. W-A-R-D-L-E, a guy named Wardle, some kid, created Wordle, and he did it for free, and it's a free game, and it took up a lot of his time. He just sold Wordle to the New York Times for an undisclosed amount of money. My guess, it's in the multi-millions. So good for Jason Wardle for making millions by creating a game called Wordle. I just feel sad for Mr. Crassword, who came up with the crossword puzzle in the 1800s because he got jack. He got nothing. Probably makes no money. I don't know. And the problem is New York Times, what they're doing, they're buying things left and right. They bought The Athletic, which is a subscription, online subscription to read all about sports, which I actually like. They're buying it because they want to get subscribers. All right, they have 10 million subscribers over here. This is another way for them to describe. Problem is, at some point, this game may not remain free. The game is free to play. I'm going to tell the New York Times, and I should have told this Jason Wardle guy how to make money. The fact is, I still don't know how to play, but the fact is, I know how to make money. What you need to do is continue to keep the game for free. But you charge people 99 cents to post their freaking scores on social media because that is where you're going to make billions of dollars. I am seeing more posts for Wordle with these squares and numbers than I am seeing political posts, which actually is a great thing, about COVID posts. I'll tell you what, I'll take that any day of the week, and about anything else. Oh, my goodness. Probably what I should have done over the past 2 weeks while I was sitting in ERs and ICUs, I should have figured out how to do Wordle. And maybe I will at some point. Of course, now they're probably going to start charging. 713-212-5950, the High Tech Texan Show. It continues. How about some cell phone, little cell phone talks? The Samsung had an announcement. They're coming out with the official announcement this coming week. I was on a conference call, which I kind of remember, I don't know, they sent me an email. Samsung's coming out with some new phones that I cannot talk about right now. I'm under embargo, but February 9th, I believe, they're going to be announcing it. So next week, I will be able to talk about it. I will tell you about another phone if you're an Android fan, and I'm an Android fan guy. Google has a phone. Did you know Google actually has a phone? It's called the Google Pixel. And they're already on the Pixel 6, and they have a 6 Pro. And they've been out for a while. Actually, the first one arrived about 6 years ago. Obviously, once a year, they come out with it. Google does not compare with Apple or Samsung. However, Pixel just had its best sales quarter ever. All-time high for selling these Pixels. Because these new phones, the Pixel 6, the 6 Pro, they're getting better. Probably the best Pixel phones out there. Anybody got a Pixel phone? Why don't you use your Pixel phone? Try to call in and give me some Pixel review. 713-212-5950. It's pretty big. Now, the Pixel phones, Google makes a lot of stuff. Hardware, software, and everything. And they're in a, they don't break out a specific category, but they're kind of in Google's other, and I'm using quotes, other category. It improved 22% year over year. That's about $8.2 billion for the quarter. I'll take that. It's a small piece of Google's overall revenue, but I'll tell you what, good for that. My son's got a Google Pixel. It works very well. I talked about this, 2 weeks ago, about how I continue to get bullied from all my iPhone friends, which pretty much all my friends have iPhones. I'm very few Android other than me and my one of my three sons, Josh. He has a Android. Everybody else has iPhones. All my because I'm a green dotter. I am bullied because I'm a green dotter. If you're an iPhone, I think you know. I believe I know what it is because when you send a message, an iMessage from an iPhone to an iPhone, you get a blue dot or you get a receipt that it's been read or seen or something. If you send it to an Android, I guess the message becomes green, and at that point, it's like, oh, you're ostracized. We were joking about that. I don't know. It's kind of sad. I've been bullied over a lot of things over my life, but why am I getting shamed and bullied just because I got an Android? Why am I getting shamed because I have a better phone than you iPhone people? Oh, you see what I did there? Oh man, I went for the jugular. I'm getting pissed right now. Damn straight I am. But good for Google Pixels. I don't know if you guys have those and check it out. Next hour, we got some other fun stuff to really kind of pep you up. One of which we got an interview. Anybody ever heard of Chet Garner? Chet is a Texan, and he has a TV program on the on PBS around the country, actually, and it's called The Day Tripper. He is fun. I never really knew much about him, but a fun guy that I recently had a chat with and I recorded an interview. He is here in Houston this weekend at the Home and Garden Show, which is going on right now at NRG Park. He's going to be there with a little meet and greet, answering some Q&As, but we kind of duked it out over who's more Texan, the high-tech Texan or this day tripper. Because he travels all around the state of Texas to promote everything from a barbecue to sights and scenes. But a good dude, if you're out this weekend, if you want to go check out homeandgardenshow.com. Tickets you can buy online. I think you get a $2 discount if you buy them online, but you can go meet him. I'll have a conversation with him within about 30 minutes. Other things that we are going to yap about include some of the stuff that the world goes. I'm going to get into Bitcoin. I'm going to get into cryptocurrency. I'm not going to take it deep. I'm not here to give you advice in terms of buying it or using it, but some of the stories out there. But the more these stories are out there, the more it makes you think, what is going on? Maybe I am missing something right now. But when it involves names like Drew Brees or Gene Simmons from Kiss, the stories I'm going to tell you, you're going to actually have a little chuckle like, man, maybe I need to hop on this cryptocurrency, the Bitcoin, the train out there. And also, got a lot of companies out there who are setting deadlines for unvaxxed employees. One caught my eye that if you are unvaxxed, if you're unvaxxed by April 2nd, you are F-I-R-E-D. You are fired. People now are getting serious. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go on the High Tech Texan Show.
Is Michael Garfield?
Michael Garfield.
Michael Garfield's joining us.
We have the High Tech Texan. Michael Garfield is here with us.
The High Tech Texan.
Hello.
Items to make life easier.
Shows us some new technology.
So Michael Garfield has something you might like.
The High Tech Texan.
The High Tech Texan.
Michael Garfield is your high-tech Texan. Three decades helping you make magic with your gadgets. Heard worldwide on the iHeartRadio app. Now, your high-tech Texan, Michael Garfield.
Halfway to happy hour, which means we're halfway through the high-tech Texan radio show, heard live right now on a Saturday. First weekend of February. If you were in the Houston, Galveston terrestrial area, thank you to KPRC 950 AM and Eddie Martini, Mark Sherman, Brian Erickson, everybody who continues to keep me on air for 22 years right now. Thanks for downloading the iHeartRadio app. We are heard live right now, and wherever great podcasts are heard, from iHeartRadio to Spotify to Google, you can actually listen to the show. Callum, thanks for being on the other side of the glass over there, to keeping us on the air, and in the calls and the emails that are coming in from the stories that I've been talking about, which I'll catch you up with, the grief and trauma that my family has been through over the past 2 weeks. It's very tough. Happy hour brought to you by Ruddles Mill, straight Kentucky bourbon, and I'm telling you what, my man. One of the things that's pulled me together over these past 2 weeks, it has been a cocktail from Ruddles Mill. Luckily, I have several cases stocked up, and you can go get it too. The goody stores, liquor stores have it. Twin Liquors, by the way. Twin Liquors, they're really making a big infiltration into the Houston area. They're certainly all over San Antonio and Austin. Go in, because they're going to start stocking Ruddles Mill bourbon, Ruddles Mill straight rye. You will thank me, because it is good stuff. It goes down smooth. It's a great price point. It just goes to the cocktails, from the old fashions to the Manhattans and everything else. You can mix it. Definitely try. It's RUDDELLS, RuddlesMill.com. So, because dry January is over, why don't you go out and check it out? And you know what? I say it's halfway to happy hour. We're almost there. I'm about to pour me one right now, the last two, to get me through the final hour of the show here, now that it is actually officially afternoon time in the central time zone. I want to go into the stories about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, because it boggles my mind how quickly this is coming and overtaking. And there's a lot of you out there, a lot of my listeners, whatever age group, and I assume the older you are, it's like, what is this? I don't understand it. To the younger ones, including, you know, maybe my kids who are all in their 20s, they understand it. They're actually investing some of their own money. It's theirs of, you know, how's the stock doing and how's it not doing. I'm a little bit more conservative, let's just say that way, since I'm the one, at least for one more in college, he's still, you know, on my payroll. I need to invest my money, I think, wisely. But then again, I should have been wiser when Bitcoin was a few dollars many, many years ago. And now it's what? I don't even know what Bitcoin is now. $25,000, $35,000 per, who knows? But then again, it was double that about 6 months ago. Very volatile. But I saw this. People are starting to get paid in cryptocurrency, in Bitcoin. Specifically, in this case, I saw a story about Drew Brees. Now, Drew Brees no longer plays football. He retired from the New Orleans Saints. He now works for NBC Sports, where he's a sports commentator, and he's going to be he's a horrible play-by-play guy based on his very first playoff game a few weeks ago. Neither here nor neither there. He is an entrepreneur, though, and he has elected to take part of his salary in Bitcoin, and it's through a new Bitcoin savings plan from a specific company. And the story alone signals a big boost in Bitcoin itself as a usable currency and a long-term investment, at least among celebrities. And I don't just – listen, he could do anything he wants. To me, he's going to take – and let me get the headline correctly. Brees will take part of his salary in Bitcoin and offer the option to his employees as well. Okay, this to me could mean – and I know he's making millions of dollars still right now from his entrepreneurs, from his companies, but certainly from NBC alone. He may be taking 1% of his salary in Bitcoin, but the fact is he may be investing in this company who's paying him in Bitcoin. Who knows? You hear stories like this, and this is what I do. I'm the guy who tries to research. I'm the guy who tries to talk sense and tell you everything. Hey, is this a good product? Is this a good service? Is this a smart thing to do? I'm not smart enough to tell you about Bitcoin. Is it smart for you to take things in Bitcoin? The fact is, you know, I used this kind of analogy many, many, many years ago. Bitcoin has been around for a longer than you think, and it's been going around maybe 8 to 10 years, maybe more. I remember when you, my son, Josh, who's going to be 25 right now, he was playing video games years ago, and you actually could play video games, and at some point you could earn Bitcoin. He's like, what's Bitcoin? Why should I get it? And it was worth probably pennies at that time. Well, hindsight, he probably should have got some. Fact is, though, if he took Bitcoin and he made it, it could have been worth $1.25. It could have been worth $2 back in the day, all right? It could have, it would have got him a hot dog and a soda if he used it to buy it, if anybody even accepted it. He could have bought a hot dog and a soda. Had he hung on to that same amount of Bitcoin 10 years later and cashed it out, he probably could have cashed out at six figures, over $100,000. You don't know. We laughed at it. It's like, what is cryptocurrency, man? You see, maybe I'm of the age where I like cold, hard, green cash. Not the kind that jingles in your pocket, but the kind that folds, to quote one of my favorite movies. That's what I like. Okay. Nowadays with technology, we don't see a lot of actual green cash. I don't give my kids cash. Hey, Dad, can you Venmo me some money? How about PayPal me a little something? Hey, my checking account is getting a little low. How about Zelle? Can you put some money in my Zelle and transfer for me some? So we're seeing less and less of the actual green hold cash. Now, they are not asking me for crypto yet because that ain't happening. And I'm probably going to tell you it may not happen in my lifetime. I use the word may. But when you hear stories like this, take it with a grain of salt. But on the same level, I saw this. Gene Simmons, the lead singer of Kiss, smart dude. Apparently, he has many houses, but his Las Vegas house, he has one. He's got a mansion, $13.5 million. Notice I said dollar Nevada mansion. It's on the market right now. And why is this coming to fruition? Because Gene Simmons says he will accept crypto payments for the sale of his $13.5 million mansion in Las Vegas. He'll take Bitcoin, Litecoin, Ether, Uniswap, things I've never even heard of. It's 11,000 square feet. It's got a view of the Las Vegas skyline. You know what? Again, I go back, man, I should have invested. I should have bought Bitcoin years and years ago because I could have sold what? 4 Bitcoin and bought Gene Simmons' house. And when you see this, it's news. That's all it is. It's headlines and it's clickbait to some extent. Maybe Gene Simmons is promoting and pimping a specific type of cryptocurrency, maybe. But the fact is, it's also letting you know that, oh, by the way, Gene Simmons has a house for sale, which normally would not get any run on my show or any other headlines because this is another multi-million celebrity house that they don't want or need. But otherwise, because they're taking cryptocurrency, I'm talking about it. Anybody got $13.5 million? I'll give you half a Bitcoin for it. And then, by the way, I will even decorate the mansion in Las Vegas. Speaking of Las Vegas, plan for me next week, Super Bowl. Anybody going out there? We'll have some fun. We'll talk about that when we come back on the High Tech Texan Show. Last hour, I talked about the overworked and understaffed hospitals over there. And you know what? If you're a hospital, by the way, and you need extra workers or any type of company that you need, and you need to find quality people, might I recommend a company based in Houston called FlexTech, FlexTech. All right, FlexTech. Just Google the whole thing. Stephen Morrell, I've actually known him for a while, but he has been in this industry of job search, job placement for 30-plus years. And one of the industries that he works with is the medical industry. Oh, by the way, he works in the oil and the gas and the airline industry. The fact is they have an algorithm of actually how to find quality candidates, and they screen them for you. Doesn't matter if you have an HR department. They can actually help your HR department. But then again, if you're looking for a job and you've got a strong resume and you want a good match, might I recommend FlexTech, F-L-E-X-T-E-K, LLC.com. If you actually want the website, tell them you heard it on the radio show, but they are they're phenomenal resources when it comes to everything with your occupation, your job, and they know the hot industries right now. They can match folks, and it's not just in the Houston area. They work all over the country. That man is on a plane, and he is making sure whether you need a temporary staffing, whether you need long-term, a C-level position, FlexTech has got it for you. And so I don't know. I need to get Steven on the show next week. Talk about the job outlook and what's going on for 2022, which has started off pretty crappy, but we continue. emails coming in. Hey, Michael, thank you for telling us the information about the world of crypto. There's some terms that I don't understand, like blockchain or altcoin or something. Can you go through them? Let me see if I can do this. I'm gonna take a minute or two, well, a few minutes, and I'm gonna talk about crypto 101. There's some cryptocurrency terms that people use every day that you may not understand. And Bitcoin, which, by the way, we did some crack research, it launched in 2009. Bitcoin has been around for 12 years, but until recently, you can't turn on the news, the browse the web, or listen to my radio show without coming across some mention of cryptocurrency. What does it mean? Like, what's a blockchain? Every cryptocurrency transaction is processed and verified and recorded in a virtual ledger. That's known as a blockchain. When someone buys or sells using cryptocurrency, another entry is made on this virtual ledger. Think of, okay, analogy. A blockchain. They're like cars on a train, box cars from a train. When a cryptocurrency transaction is made, another box car gets added to the train. It's decentralized too, which means it's not stored on a machine or across one network. They're on computers all over the world because they're accessible because of the internet. So that kind of, it's tough, but that is what a blockchain, I hate the name. I wish they would have come up, called it a choo-choo money train. Blockchain's a stupid name for me, but that's what it is. Something called an altcoin. This is an easy one to remember. Altcoin, it's any digital currency that's not Bitcoin. Think of it as a world, it's an alternative coin other than Bitcoin. Bitcoin was the first one and the big one. And there are thousands of these. Dogecoin, Ethereum, Tether, Solana, Binance, blah, blah, blah. These are altcoins, not Bitcoins. Got it? Then there's wallets. Oh, Michael, what is a cryptocurrency wallet? All right, basically, a cryptocurrency wallet, it's an app. Or maybe it's actually a physical storage device that lets you store and retrieve your digital currency. All right? Wallets, they can hold multiple cryptocurrencies. So you can have Bitcoin and you can have others. Now, I'll tell you again, whether you use an app or a physical wallet, you have to know that the currency itself is not actually stored there. There's no green money. There's nothing in there. Wallets store the location of your currency on that train blockchain. There's a few types of wallets too. One is a hot and cold. Well, there's a hot, cold wallet. A hot wallet, it's connected to the internet. It's not the most secure. The most secure way is to store your cryptocurrency in a cold wallet, something that's not connected to the internet, something that can't be tapped into or hacked into. Maybe it's a specially designed USB drive. Physical wallets actually give you the most protection from hackers. Just don't lose the code. We've heard stories where you lose the code and you can lose millions and millions of dollars. There's mining, you know, just like you go into a coal mine. Nope. Computers actually mine these coins, like Bitcoins, because what they do is they solve these complex math problems. And the more powerful the computer is, the faster it can think, for lack of a better term. So if your computer is a fast one to solve the problem, boom, you're going to win one unit of whatever cryptocurrency you're mining. They're figuring out, they're solving problems. NFT, man, NFT, baby, someone just say, Garf, NFT, talk to me. Oh, I'd love to tell you my thought of what the F is in NFT, but it's actually a non-fungible token. Very fancy way of saying, you know what, this digital item is a one of a kind and irreplaceable. And really, it could apply to anything you can imagine, anything. Songs, videos, logos, artwork, GIFs. I collect bourbon bottles. You collect baseball cards. You may collect art and wine and vintage cars. Any digital item can be turned into a collectible. It's kind of like a status symbol. If you think about it, some of these things go for a lot of money. But guess what? The only way to buy an NFT, you guessed it, you got to use cryptocurrency. Good gracious. Listen, there's more of this stuff. DeFi. DeFi, by the way, DeFi, shortened version of decentralized finance. It's really a financial transaction that happens without a middleman, such as a bank or a government or financial institution that we're used to. So if you're trying to get your arms around traditional online banking, That's different. This is DeFi. It's decentralized finance. I don't know. I have no clue where this is going to go in our lives right now. I think my kids understand it more than I have. But over the years, people, you know, as we hear these stories like this, the Gene Simmons, the Drew Brees, you know, they're selling their home and they'll accept Bitcoin. Yes, I know Tesla, you know, at one point they were going to accept Bitcoin. They were going to accept Dogecoin. It changes every single day. By the way, Elon Musk, speaking of Tesla, dude's crazy. You know, obviously he's moved his California headquarters of his company to Austin or just outside of Austin. Welcome to our great state, Elon. Elon has a number of things because he's the richest man in the world, at least right now. He's got at least one private jet, if not two or three or 10. I thought this was funny. This is how smart kids are. This is how smart teenagers are. There was a 19-year-old kid who tracks where Elon Musk's private jet takes off and lands. Now, that's not unique in itself because there are flight tracker and there's a number of these things that you can actually put the tail number. And for the most part, unless they're blocked, you can find out where planes are, where they're not are. My guess is Elon Musk, being the world's richest man, he doesn't want you to know where we are, so he blocks it. This kid, I think it's a website, it's a Twitter account called Elon Jet, ElonJet, if you want to find it on Twitter. And it tracks Elon Musk's private jet, where it takes off and where it lands. It's got 180,000 followers. I'm going to give the kid the benefit of the doubt that he's not stalking Elon Musk. I thought it was pretty funny. Elon found out about this, and he was none too happy. Told the kid, I guess through his lawyers, you better take this down. It's a security risk. Elon Musk told this 19-year-old kid he would give him $5,000, probably in cash, not cryptocurrency, to delete the account to keep crazy people from finding out his whereabouts. The 19-year-old kid loved this. He said, I'm going to give you a counter offer. Any chance you would up that to $50,000? Of course, the kid said it's good support in college. Maybe you can get me a Tesla Model 3. I love this. This is entrepreneurship at its best. I think the story continued to go. Elon Musk told him he'd think about it. And I think that Elon ghosted him. I don't think the two have since. I don't know how this story's ended. I thought this funny. Stories like this did not exist 22 years ago when I created the High Tech Texan show, the TV segments and everything that I did. This 19-year-old kid wasn't even born when I started this thing. Why are these kids so much smarter than I? Because I know they ain't working on, I know they're not working on Saturdays like I do. Hey, listen, if you have something you want to do to get out of the house, you're a little stir crazy, we're going to tell you about the Houston Home Show going on right now. We're going to talk to Chet Garner. He's known as the Day Tripper, another true, true, true Texan. After this, and where you can meet and greet him today and tomorrow at the Houston Home Show. We welcome you back to a nice, frosty Houston, Texas, where I am, and around the world on iHeartRadio. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in via your smart device, via terrestrially. I don't care how you listen to me, but you listen to me as we go into the 21st year of the High Tech Texan Show. Michael is my name. Got nothing to do? Well, I mean, at least we're not iced in like what's going up in the North Texas area, but I got something for you to do this weekend. It's called the Houston Home and Garden Show. You know, back in the day when I liked doing those things, I used to go and give seminars and the technology stuff, but it's too cold for me. So I'm gonna hang it up this year, but I do know someone who is there this weekend who is just as Texas as I am. His name is Chet Garner, and you may know that name if you kind of tune in to a number of the things he does. He's just as ubiquitous than me, which is I didn't think possible, but he's got a show called The Day Tripper. It's on PBS, not only here in the Houston area, but also all across the country. And my man is big, big Texas. He talks about travel and some neat things to do. He's going to be at the Houston Home and Garden Show, where he's going to be doing meet and greet and answering some questions about our great state. I want to have a fun little chat with him because we have a lot in common. I'm going to bring in the Day Tripper himself. His name is Chet Garner. Hey, how fellow Texan, how you doing, my friend?
Yeehaw. Thanks, Michael. Man, you're not lying. We got a lot in common, man. We could talk for days, hours. I'm sure to hit the road and go eat some barbecue together too. So thanks for having me on the show.
Well, for people who are not familiar with the Day Tripper, give us a little play-by-play of what it is.
Yeah, so it's a Texas travel show that airs on PBS, and our goal is to inspire people to just get off the couch and go take day trips. So everything we feature is a Texas destination, and we show people, you know, all they can eat, see, and do if they found themselves in, you name it. I mean, we've for the Houston market, we've got episodes that we've done on Spring, Tomball, Conroe, Beaumont, Richmond, you know, just all these places that people just fly through, don't even stop, don't think twice about. We show people, hey, listen, if you just slow down, you know, take a day trip there, you're going to find all kinds of things to do, because that's just Texas. You know, great barbecue, great swimming holes, great outdoors. And so we roll it all into a television show that hopefully inspires people to follow in my footsteps.
No, it's funny. And for those of you who haven't seen on PBS, I'll let Chet make sure that we give his website, because I was watching some of your episodes, and they're very fun. I love the attitude. I love your energy. Kind of reminds me of somebody myself. But that's the thing with Texas. And I travel the country, if not the world, like you do, Chet. And inevitably, my man, I don't know if you agree this or not, the fact that I'm from the state of Texas is always known within the first 60 seconds of a conversation. We are so damn proud of this state. What is it with us Texans that we just brag that we're from the greatest state in the world?
You've probably heard this saying, but it's one of my favorites. It says, never ask a man if he's from Texas, because if he is, he'll tell you. And if he's not, why embarrass him by asking? And so it's true. I mean, we've got, you know, Texas pride. And I joke, you know, when I started the show, gosh, we're in season 13 now, but like, that, you know, I just found out Texans weren't proud enough, so I needed to give them another reason to be proud of their state. But there is certainly a Texas pride. I think it stems from, you know, we were our own country at one point. We were the land of opportunity, the land where anything was possible. We beat, as this ragtag group of the Texian army, we beat a new world superpower. And I think that started to attract more people with this spirit. And, you know, once you solidify that as your identity, you attract new people, and it's still doing it. I mean, you know, all these tech companies, these companies are moving to Texas because it's this land of endless opportunity and hope. And people still see that. It's wild. You know, here we are 180 years after we won our independence, and we still have that spirit.
Yeah,
that's what I love about this state.
I love, you know, you talk about Tesla, Samsung, so many companies are coming here. It is the land of opportunity, but it's also the land of no state income tax and a lot of subsidies. Yeah.
Well, it all goes together, right? I mean, it's all rolled in there. Anything's possible.
Anything is possible. We're talking to Chet Gardner. Chet, it's called The Day Tripper is his show. He is going to be at the Houston Home and Garden Show, which is actually going on right now, February 4th through the 6th, and we'll tell you, give you the website here in a sec. So when people come up and say hi, what are some of the questions? Like, you know, people are going to come see you this weekend. What are some of the general questions they generally ask you?
Oh, man. Well, what's your favorite day trip? That's always there. And, you know, one of the other common questions is, hey, Chet, how do you not weigh 400 pounds? Because we eat a lot on the show.
I hear it. Yep.
I mean, it's just Texas good food, chicken fried steak, barbecue. And, you know, I always tell people, hey, listen, what you see on the television is not the way I eat every day.
Exactly.
And, you know, those are special vacations. Day trips, I think, should be vacations. You know, we think that vacations are these things that happen somewhere exotic, way far away from the home. And part of the day tripper is to show people that, like, some of life's best adventures are in their own backyard. You just kind of have to change your mindset. So that's one of them. You know, where's your favorite barbecue? They're great. I mean, I have recently had someone send in a question. It's like, hey, I love barbecue restaurants, but not because of the meat, because of the coleslaw. So where's the best coleslaw in Texas? I'm like, never in my life have I thought about where the best coleslaw in Texas is.
All right, the hot seat. Where is your favorite barbecue in Texas, Jet?
Oh, man. I don't have a top spot, like the end all be all holy grail of barbecue. I've got sort of a top five that if I start to actually name them, it quickly turns into a top 10.
Yeah.
But like Snow's Barbecue, Franklin Barbecue, those are the real deal. Mm-hmm. Killen's Barbecue in Houston, that's the real deal. I just went to Goldie's Barbecue in Fort Worth, which Texas Monthly named the number one spot in Texas. It's right. Only been open since 2020, and it just got the number one spot. And I was like, no way. The kids are all in their 20s. The owners, I'm like, there's no way they know this. But went to Goldie's. Oh, Michael, I tell you, my eyes rolled back in my head. It was unbelievable. The barbecue game in Texas has gone through the roof recently, if you haven't noticed.
It's
on another level.
No, we started off, I started off, you know, when I grew up in Dallas, baby, there was Dickies. We had the big slice of hunk of cheese, and I think it's only gone up in those past 30 or 40 years.
That's the truth. That's the truth. I eat at Rudy's Barbecue more than anything, just because it is, I love it. It's delicious, and it's there.
It's convenient. I like Rudy's concept. Obviously, you know, I go to the one in Austin a lot, there's some out here in the Houston area where I do it. And they're very friendly people, which I like, just like you, Chet Garner. Joining me, he's going to be at the Houston Home and Garden Show. You talk about travel. I'm in this question. Let's talk about travel. This is a massive state, and I have been here all 50 plus years of my life, and I thought I've been to really a lot of the places. 2 months ago in December, for the first time ever, I went to Big Bend National Park, and I went to Terlingua. I went to Terlingua. My man, I absolutely could not believe the beauty, beauty of what Big Bend National Park is. Of all the posts and Facebook social I did, I've got more comments like, where is this? And I'm telling people, it's in your damn home state of Texas. What are your thoughts on that, of a day trip?
Preach it. I mean, I love Big Bend. Big Bend is like another planet, and it is so beautiful. But you bring up the point of, like, we get it all the time. We'll go feature a small town, people who've lived there their whole life, and you think these people know everything about their own town. And I'll tell, you know, part of these stories will make the episode, and inevitably, I've lived here 70 years. I did not know that was there. So I think it's just people overlook what their own backyard, and they take for granted the beauty. And so people are coming from all over the world to visit Texas. Texans need to appreciate all 254 counties of this state, because there's something in every single one of them. Big Bend is just mind-blowing.
It's mind-blowing. And speaking of 254 counties, there's something going on in every one. Harris County is the place to be this weekend, because you can see Chet Garner himself. He's going to be at the Houston Home and Garden Show. Folks, it is HoustonHomeAndGardenShow.com. You can see the lineup. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You could save $2 by buying tickets online. Chet, if people want to check out everything that you do, how about your website?
Yeah, so thedaytripper.com. It's the best place to find me. And then, of course, I'm on social media at Chet Tripper. Facebook is The Day Tripper TV.
That is fun stuff. Listen, the two biggest Texas pimps right here, the high-tech Texan and the Day Tripper, a graduate from the University of Texas, also in radio, television, film. You, my friend, are the only other person like me who actually graduated in RTF and doing something in the field. So that's great for you.
Well, thank you, man. We got so much in common. It's an honor to sit here and chat about Texas with you, Michael. If we're not careful, we'll close our eyes. It'll be an hour, 2 hours later.
Don't laugh. I'm sensing a podcast coming on, people, so stand by. Yeah. Hey, listen, buddy, enjoy your time here in H-Town. I know you travel over the place, and I know a lot of my listeners are going to go come check you out at Houston Home and Garden Show, which is all happening this weekend at NRG Park. Right in the heart of the H-Town. So anyway, enjoy your time, and I look forward to talking to you again soon. Congrats on your success.
Thank you, Michael. Same to you. Bye, con Dios, amigo.
I love it. Chet Garner, if you need him. Cool dude. I like that. Go check it out, folks. $2 off. Anything else I can do for you? Well, I can't give away tickets, but, you know, $2 is $2. It's a fun place. And you know what? It's inside. You don't have to bear the cold over here. All right, we're going to be back with so much more of the long-running high-tech Texan show, KPRC 950 AM in Houston and all around the world on iHeartRadio. Final 10 minutes of the show or so, and I do thank you for hanging in and bearing with me and all your kind thoughts. Started off, just a little down. It's the first show, and in a while since I think I've poked my head out just like Punxsutawney Phil to see the light. And I'd like to think at least here it's sunny versus what Phil saw, because it's allegedly going to be 6 more weeks of winter after about 2 weeks of personal grief, my grandmother's passing, and then my son, who in about 3 weeks he'll be 25 years old, had a terrible, terrible accident on one of those motorized scooters. And I think I did a pretty good job of not railing on helmet laws or scooters. And I did talk about the tough situation our current U.S. medical and hospital care is in terms of getting treatment. But at the end of the day, looks like he will be fine. And for all those who've expressed concern today, but also around on the Facebooks, on the tweets, on the posts, on the emails, and personally, the
the cards, the gifts, the letters, the foods and everything that's been delivered. We thank you for that. And then I just kind of go back and podcast if you want to hear this story, just to really just stop, smell the roses, and take care of the ones around you. Just take care of yourself and wear a freaking helmet, man. And I cleaned up that the F word. Wear a freaking helmet. It's one of the things that can make you safe. I will actually get to one of the things that I think Josh and I are going to do is we're going to make it as our work, and maybe a mission to promote safety, maybe wearing helmets for bicycles, for kids, for skateboards, whatever it is. More update that will be on my website. Speaking of which, thank you again to a website, a web company here, a web and SEO company in Houston. It's called Astounds, A-S-T-O-U-N-D-Z. Put it Astounds with a Z. Check out astounds.com. They finally, after all these years, we relaunched my hightechtexan.com website. They did a great job. It works. It looks great on mobile phones, on your desktop. It gives me the ability to post from anywhere, to bring in the tweets that I do, a lot of reviews and videos, but also search engine optimization if you're looking for SEO searching for your company. No matter what you do, it's worth calling Astounds. Talk to Steve Winter or some of the other guys over there. Tell them you heard of my show. Next week, we're trying to get Steve on. We'll give you some more tips how to really get your website into the 21st century, certainly 2022. So, but check all that stuff out at hightechtexan.com. One more thing about I was going nuts on Elon Musk, the Texas-based company and Texas resident Elon Musk. By the way, Elon, you're welcome. No state income tax in Texas. Teslas continue to be very big. Electric cars and vehicles are going to be very, very big. I will be in the plan is as of right now, I'm going to Chicago in a few days because is there a better place to go in the winter than Chicago? It's the annual Chicago Auto Show. It's a big auto show. So I'm going to go up and I'm going to check out a lot of new cars, vehicles, trucks, electric vehicles. So I'll point that out next week. Tesla, I'm not sure if they're going to be there or not. Tesla has software, really neat stuff. And I don't know if this is the smartest thing ever launched, but right now I'm about to tell you something that's only available in China. If you're a Tesla fan, Tesla has launched a new product. Nothing to do with safety. And actually it seems to me it's anti-safety. Tesla has launched a microphone for an in-car karaoke system. Yep, that's the story. It's called Tesla Mic. I love creativity. Please, who came up with this? It's a microphone designed to work with a karaoke system that's included in part of a software update in Tesla cars in China. It cost $188. It's only available in China right now. And seriously, people, I talk and I review cars and trucks. Is this something that you want in your car? Because ever since I've been driving, and I've been driving for 40 years, and I've had my own in-car karaoke system. It's called Singing. And I hear a jam. I can sing pretty loud. No clue why I would want to hold a microphone and sing karaoke. I don't know. I assume there's a software interface where because the Tesla infotainment screens, they're huge. They look like massive tablets. So you're going to be driving around, getting your eyes off the road, surfing to find some, you know, journey song or something that they just love, and then whip out the microphone. Which means one hand is now not on the wheel. Who comes up with this stuff? You Tesla folks, you crazy cats. Just be safe. By the way, wear a helmet should you be in a Tesla or any car, for that matter of fact. I'm not the guy who tells you to get vaccinated. You decide alone because I do not politicize. Whether you wear a mask, which I continue to do in some instances, wherever I go, especially since I've been living in hospitals and ERs and ICUs over the past 2 weeks, there's a lot of sick people out there. Companies now, they are hopping on the bandwagon where you better wear a mask, or if you come back to work, if you're not vaxxed, you're not going to be able to come into work. We're going to dock you pay. I saw this headline, which really grabbed my attention. T-Mobile, it just so happens to be in the technology industry. T-Mobile, I'm going to quote this. This was on Engadget.com, quote, headline. T-Mobile will fire unvaccinated corporate employees starting April 2nd, unquote. Boom. Drop the Tesla mic on that one. Company also reportedly is going to put workers with only one dose on unpaid leave. Ooh, what up, T-Mobile? You getting serious? What you doing, people? This is according to Bloomberg, reporting Bloomberg. T-Mobile's chief human resources officer said the company's going to put employees who have gone out and only gotten one dose as of February 21st, you're on unpaid leave. Anybody work for T-Mobile, talk to me right now. If you are not fully vaccinated by April 2nd, obviously they're not going to go April Fools. Quote, we understand that this is a deeply personal decision for some employees, but we believe that taking this step will put us in the best position to protect our T-Mobile community. They said they may have some exceptions for certain roles, locations, legally mandated accommodations and exemptions. I don't know if you're in the state of Texas, because I'm sure Governor Abbott's going to have something to say about that. But other large U.S. companies, they've imposed similar deadlines on their employees. Workers at Google, they had to declare their vaccine status by January 18th. They're going to get unpaid leave over to. This is what it's coming down to. I don't want to hear it. We only have a minute and a half left of the show. Don't call me. Hey, it's their right. It's my right. That's another show. That's another place, another time. I'm just letting you know how serious this stuff is. I've had it. My son's had it. A lot of my friends have it. I'm not going to tell you, yes, you're going to get it, because I know a lot of people who haven't got it. People who have been vaxxed, people who have been boosters, they got it. But dang, man, something to think about. This is the world that changes. Do you like change? Did you like when the cell phones were invented, when BlackBerries, and then the iPhone came along? Did you like when the internet was invented? Did you like when cable TV was invented? Did you like when electric cars? Did you like when airplanes were invented? Did you like television? Things change, okay? In life, processes and rules change. Hell, the NFL continues to change. They need to change that overtime rule, but neither here nor there. Companies, they're paying you? Private company? I don't know. Maybe I'm old school. They could probably tell you to do whatever you want when it comes to vaccine, unvaccine, insurance, or whatever. By the way, Eddie Martini and everybody here at iHeart, thank you for keeping my insurance rolling right now, because Lord knows, my gosh, over the past 2 weeks, I have needed it. We are about to end the show, but again, we could not do this without the partnership of all my long-term partners and sponsors, TripleCrownBingo.com. Get over there tonight. Be careful, man. $8,000 up for grabs in cash. I know at the Northwest location on Jones Road, they've got a new location in Humble. Go, it's fun. You can win some cash right on hand. Flex Tech Resources, Flex Tech, F-L-E-X-T-E-K here. If you're looking for to hire into maybe short-term, long-term employees, they know exactly what's going on. They can place you. One Bridge Homes, it is the homes that they build. They're brand new, and you can rent them. A perfect opportunity. They build all over the city of Houston in different communities, but certainly up in the Conroe area. Check out Lakeside Conroe. Ruddles Mill Bourbon, and you know it is cocktail time right now, people. Also, Fire Disc, firediscookers.com. Use that Garfield promo code. You're going to save 20% free shipping, and whether you lose electricity or not, but you can take this thing. It is portable, and you can cook, you can grill, you can do everything. It is a magic machine. Thank you pretty much. Thank you for all my friends out there. Thank you for my long-term listeners as we start a 22nd year, and hopefully we're going to keep doing this for a while. Make sure you check out my podcast and all the great podcast sites and the new website brought to you by Astounds with a Z, hightechtexan.com. Looking up in the sky, and I'm pouring one out for you, Nana. We're going to miss you at 105 years old. Best grandmother ever. And Godspeed and quick health and healing to my son, Josh Garfield, who had his own tough time this past 2 weeks, says it all. People, go hug someone and be safe out there. Talk to you next week. My name is Michael Garfield. This has been the High Tech Texan Show. And right now, my show is over.